Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is a wonderful world. The snow's melting. The temperatures are getting warmer, and before long, we'll all have green grass. The flowers will be up and blooming that we planted last fall, your tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and a lot of the early ones that should be in bloom right now, or some of them that are done, should be done blooming, haven't even started in a lot of areas. But it's getting better. The snow is melting. And I know at my house, I couldn't see my split rail fence in front of the house near the street. And now I can see about half of it. And in my backyard, we have a 4-foot above ground pool when the kids were all home. And that was totally covered with snow, along with the picnic table and the tool shed. And we can see the top, maybe 18 inches of the pool. So it is melting. I'm getting a little bit encouraged and anxious to get out in the yard like all of you and to do something. And it's driving me crazy. But there is a sign that will help you to feel a lot better. And that sign is, I want you to go to your local nursery, garden center, and ask them if they have a pan or a pot of pansies that you can put on your front steps. They'll take the cold weather. And those big, flat, happy faces, when you open that door in the morning to go to work, is going to make you feel so much better. And every time you go up and down the stairs to see that color, oh, it's like a ray of sun. And believe me, you're going to feel a lot better. For most of us, we can't plant just yet, but I'll tell you, a potted container filled with yellow and purple and blue and all the colors that pansies come in will really give you some excitement, give you a feeling that, yes, spring is here, and it will help you out. And just going to a garden center and a nursery and looking at the seeds, which some of you have been doing. I've talked to quite a few nurseries in the last week, and they're still telling me that they're quiet. And, you know, I don't blame you. You can't go to the nursery if there's nothing there. But certain things have to be started by seed now, and certain things should have been started a couple or 3 weeks ago to be put in the ground. But luckily, There are greenhouses that are growing those plants. You may not be able to grow them yourself from seed this year, but plants will be available. Things that take a long time to grow, like eggplant, like green peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. Those are plants that we normally put in the garden around the middle of April in the Northeast. So, you know, New England, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, places like that. By the middle of April, we're getting stuff in the ground. Not tomatoes, it's still too early for that. Not geraniums, it's too early for that. But traditionally at this time where we're planting pansies and it's getting the excitement going, our daffodils are beginning to poke through the ground, crocuses are in bloom, and then snowdrops and snowflakes, and then the blues are Chionodoxa, which is a blue bell that hangs down, and Scylla that faces up, and grape hyacinths, which is a little miniature hyacinth. They're normally up, but not this year, unless you're in, oh, maybe Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, and I'm sure states like Tennessee and Georgia and the middle part of the country are getting some nice spring flowers. Talked to a man from Texas this week, and his spring flowering plants have begun to show sign of breaking through the ground and waking up and making everybody smile. But next week is Easter, so buy some spring flowering bulbs. Now, what do you do with, like, tulips and daffodils, hyacinths, and all of your spring flowering bulbs when the Easter holidays are over and they finish flowering? Well, what you do is this. First of all, keep them on the cool side. Keep them away from a brightly lit window, because if they get a lot of heat, what's going to happen is they're going to bloom faster. So you want to slow down the blooming time so that you get to enjoy them longer. And what I like to do is I'll put them right on my dining room table or on the kitchen table, right in the middle of the house, where they get good light but not a lot of sun. And then at night, I put them near the windowsill, so they're getting a little bit of cool coming in through the windowsill. And when they're done blooming, remove the flower and give it a good shot of fertilizer. Get some of that Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer. Get some of the Fertiloam rooting and blooming fertilizer, and that will rejuvenate the bulb. Now, what happens, and where a lot of us fail with some of these Easter plants, is that bulb produced the foliage, produced the flower, and now the entire center of that bulb is empty, because that's where the flowers were and that's where the leaves were. So you get a good sized bulb and it's hollow. So you start feeding it. The sunlight needs to hit that foliage for a 6-week period after it's done blooming. And a combination of the sunshine on the foliage and the fertilizer that you're going to put on it will give that bulb a chance to rebuild the foliage and make flower buds for the following year. Now, after a six-week period, hopefully by then, we'll be able to plant them in the ground. And, you know, let's hope that we don't have to wait that long. Let's hope that by the middle to the end of April, we can get our spring flowering bulbs in the ground. Don't divide them. So you're going to knock the pot off the bulbs. Keep it as one unit. Dig a hole, and you want to plant your bulbs about 2 inches deeper than the top of the pot. And that will make sure that the bulbs are at the right depth in the garden. In your lilies, the same thing. On your lilies, pull the yellow stamens, the pollen sacs, out of your Easter lilies. They'll stay clean. They won't get all stained with yellow pollen, and they'll bloom longer. And then you replant those about 4 inches deeper, and they'll bloom next year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
From simples to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing!
Hello, gardeners! It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, Palm Sunday, week before Christmas. And if we can help you, the number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Write it down. Give us a call. It's nice and quiet and early. And we'll get right to your phone call. Okay, Daniel. Who's up first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Mike from Boston, and he's got a question about basil and fungus.
Okay. Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have two quick basil questions. One, we got a lot of fungus on our basil last year, and I was wondering if there was anything that we could do to prevent that. And then there's a basil that we read about called, I'm going to spell it for you, P-E-R-P-E-T-U-O. It's supposed to be fungus resistant, and wanted to get your thoughts on that as well.
Okay. What I would like you to do, if you want to stay organic, and because you're going to be eating the basil, you want to keep it as natural as possible. There is a product that's called Organocide, O-R-G-A-N-O-C-I-D-E. And this is a product made by a company from Florida. And they do a wonderful job. They've been growing organic for years. The name of the company is Organic Labs, and this Organocide is a 3-in-1 product. It will take care of insects, diseases, and mites all in one application. It's ARMRI listed, and I have used it for many years. And I've had really, really good results with it. And it's a product that you can spray on the garden. And you just follow the recommendations. Some plants you have to wait a little bit longer, but you can basically spray it and pick the same day. You just rinse it under water, and everything is ready for harvesting. And it's bee-friendly, so it's not going to hurt any of the pollinators. But it controls a lot of caterpillars. So, for example, if you have like tomato hornworms or cabbage loopers or any type of caterpillars that will get on your basil, it will take care of them all naturally, all organically, and it will do a very, very good job. So that will eliminate that disease that you have on them. Now, when you're watering your basil, try and get the watering done either in the morning or in the early afternoon. Try and avoid watering the garden after 5 o'clock at night. And the reason is, if the garden goes into the evening hours when it's dark and the sun is unable to dry the foliage, there are disease spores blowing in the air. They stick to the wet foliage and then they attack the plant, and then you get fungus problems. So the worst thing that you could do is watering the garden and having it go into the evening hours with wet foliage. And I solved that problem many years ago. I run my hose to the garden, and if I'm not able to water in the morning, what I did is I bought a timer. And you can go to garden centers or some of the box stores, and you can buy a water timer that you attach to your faucet. And there's a clock, and you set the clock to go on like at 3 o'clock until 4. The sprinkler turns on all by itself. It waters the garden. Now it's got time to dry, and you eliminate those diseases. And that new basil, yes, is disease resistant. But go to my website, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's works powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Palm Sunday, great day to get out in the yard, visit your local nursery, greenhouse, garden center. And if you're going to be picking out flowers, make sure that they're tight. If you're picking out tulips, you want that flower bud to be tight, and you don't want to see a lot of color. If you look at the tulip and the flower is almost flat rather than upright and in a nice tight bud, it's not even going to make it to Easter. And when you're looking at lilies, you want to have maybe one bloom out. That's it. You don't want four or five flowers. Again, you know, the more flowers that are open on your lilies, the shorter of a period that you'll have to really enjoy them. So choose things that are tight. Keep them on the cool side, and they'll do very well. And next week, we'll talk a lot about some of the flowers for Easter, and we will too today. We were talking with Mike, and Mike, what I want you to do is go to my website, And the website is paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad. P-A-R-E-N-T. When you get to the website, I want you to click on Newsletter Archive. And then, for the year 2015, I think it was either 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I made a list of 10 different varieties of basil that you can plant in your garden and wrote a paragraph about each one. Some have red foliage, some have purple foliage, some are more spicy in flavor than others. Because most of us, we go to the garden center and it's the same old basil, but there's a lot of great varieties out there. And if you know about them ahead of time, you can tell your local nursery, say, hey, bring down the article, you can print it, and show it to them and say, I would like these three varieties for my garden for this year, and they can get them for you. So go to the website, click on Newsletter Archive, and it's either 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And again, there's 10 different varieties of basil. Now, if you were getting the newsletter, you'd know this. So while you're there, click on sign up for the email newsletter. And all you do is put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll get the newsletter every single Thursday. This week we talked about Canadian hemlock, white pine, pussy willows, and what else? One more thing. But we change the topics every single week. And I know you'll have a lot of enjoyment with it. Okay? But check that website out, and it tells you how to grow it, what the insects are, what the soil requirements are, the fertilizer requirements, and that's what it's like every single week. So do that, and that will help you a great deal. Now, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about pruning peach trees.
Okay, Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
I have 6 dwarf peach trees. Now, they're 10 or 12 feet tall, but the label said dwarf. They're about 3 years old, and I must do some pruning. And what I want to know is, when do I prune it? One book I read said to prune it when it's in bloom. And another one said prune it now before bloom.
You want to prune it before it comes into bloom.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the thing that you want to do, and this would be the same if you had apples, peaches, pears, plums, any kind of fruit tree.
Okay.
You get a pair of loppers, a pair of hand pruners. You may need a pole pruner in your case, since it's 12 feet tall, and maybe a ladder and somebody to hold the ladder.
I agree.
And you start at the bottom, and any suckers or shoots that are coming from the base of the plant, take all those out. Because what you want is a single stem with not a lot of little shoots coming out at the base.
Mm-hmm.
So you clean that up. Then you walk around the tree, and anything that's broken from the winter snow and the wind and the ice, remove any of the broken branches from that plant. And then you walk around again, and you look for branches that have crossed another branch, and they're actually rubbing.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to remove the one that you feel is going to be of least importance to you. And you remove that branch, so now there's no more rubbing. Because in the future, what's going to happen is, as it gets bigger and bigger, the rubbing will get worse, and that will remove the bark. It will make an entry point into the plant for disease and insects, and then you'll have a problem with both those branches. So get out the one that's going to be the least effective on your plant.
Mm-hmm.
Then you walk around. Now, you don't rush. You take your time.
Mm.
You walk around the plant and say, okay, that one is getting to be really tall, and this one here is really tall. I'm going to take 2 or 3 or 4 feet off of that branch. And you slowly create a nice mushroom shape to that plant.
Mm. Okay.
Just to control the size. Okay? And then, when you're done, you do not have to use pruning paint. The days of pruning paint are over. And even the big companies, the big tree companies, have done a lot of research, and they found that when you use the tree paint, it was always thought that it would seal it and prevent insects and disease from getting in. But they're finding out that the oil that's in the paint actually slows the healing process.
Okay.
Okay. And then all the branches that you took down, if they're longer than 3 feet, cut them to 3 feet, bring them in the house, give them to neighbors, take a pair of pruners, and slice the base of your branch right down the middle, about 3 inches, so that you're going to have half a branch at the base, and that will give that branch the ability to pull moisture out of a vase filled full of water, and your peaches, apples, pears, plums, and so forth will bloom in that vase on your kitchen table or dining room table, and you'll be able to enjoy some nice color inside. And then when the ground is really thawed, get some fruit tree fertilizer, and there's a company called Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, and they sell tree tone or fruit tree tone. They're the people that make holly tone and plant tone. And it's all organic, all natural. You feed it according to the size and thickness of your trunk. And it will help to rejuvenate some new growth, making your plant thicker and fuller, but not a lot taller. That way you can spray easier, you can harvest easier. And that's what you need to do, is to bring down the height so that it's easier for you to spray to control insects and diseases.
Will I be able to cut that 12-foot tree down to 8 feet, cut the leader to 8 feet without hurting the tree?
What I would do is, if the tree is really, really big, if you chop the whole tree down, you may not get a lot of peaches this year. So what I would do is I would take half and take the biggest ones and cut those down 4 feet. And the ones that may be 10 feet, leave those alone for this year. And then next spring, in March, cut those. So you do it over a two-year period. That way you don't lose all of your blossoms and your crop on your fruit trees.
I was concerned about the leader because he's heading right toward my telephone wire.
Yeah, definitely cut that back. Just say, listen, you know, there's a limit on how big you can grow. And I want you so that I can take care of you. But if you're 15 feet tall, I can't spray that high. I can't get the peaches that high. So cut the really tall, tall branches for this year. And then next year, do some more pruning. That way, it's less of a shock. And you don't lose all of your flower buds and all of the fruit production for that particular season.
Okay. One more question. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a pruning saw, and I noticed that most of them seem to be coarse. And it seemed like I feel like I'd do less damage to the tree if I use a fine one.
Exactly. I would check with, where do you live?
In Candia, New Hampshire. It's just outside of Manchester.
Why don't you go to Demers?
Ah, I know
they're,
that.
They're in Manchester. A real nice family-run operation. I think they're on their third or fourth generation. And they can help you out to choose the right pruning tools for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful Easter season coming up. And the snow will melt, Pat. Keep thinking positive. Bye-bye now.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're up and about, you've made your coffee, you have a pad of paper and a pencil, then you need to call. And that number is 855-660-4261. Now, we've had a lot of snow, and when it all melts, instead of having a nice gradual spring where we can take our time and work in the yard, we're going to be running. And I mean running. So, get started and get some of the material that you're going to need so that when the time is ready, you'll have it in stock. So, visit your nursery. Pick up the products that you need, and you'll be in great shape. Crabgrass repellent needs to go down as soon as the ground is clear of snow. That's the first thing that you need to put down, and it's important. And lime is important. Now, the days of the old-fashioned lime, they're gone. The cost of the freight has increased tremendously, the labor, and it doesn't work as fast as some of the new products. And the one product that I love is called Turf Turbo. And when you go into the garden center, tell them that that's what you want. Don't take any other stuff that they want to sell you. You want the Turf Turbo. Now, the reason is this. If you put down a bag of Turf Turbo, it will cover 5,000 square feet. A regular bag of powdered lime will cover 1,000 square feet, and a regular bag of powdered lime is going to cost you about $3. The Turf Turbo will cover 5,000 square feet of lawn instead of 1,000, and it weighs 40 pounds. So, to do 5,000 square feet, you need one bag that weighs 40 pounds, or five bags that weigh 50 pounds each. You apply them to your lawn, to your vegetable and flower gardens, and the everyday common lime is going to change the acidity in your soil in a 6-month period. So if you put it down in April, you've got April, May, June, July, August, September before it makes the soil sweeter and makes the fertilizer that you apply to your garden more usable. When you use the Turf Turbo, it will change the acidity in a 4 to 5 week period. That's a big difference. A real, real difference. Now, just to give you an idea of how important lime is to your lawn and to your vegetable garden, you need to have your soil tested. And there are several companies that will test it for you. Now, if the reading on the soil test comes back at 4.5, and you put down 100 pounds of fertilizer on your lawn and garden, 71% of the fertilizer is not going to be used. That's a lot. 71% cannot be used because your soil is too acidic. If you increase the pH to 5, that's a half a point. It increases the availability of the fertilizer to 54%. That's a 25% increase. 5.5%, a third. That means that 66% is usable at 6% pH. 20% is wasted and 80% is used. And at 6.5 to 7, all the fertilizer is used.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.